Hello, I'm Dr. Aisha Malik and I'm a GP in the Midlands. I'm recording this video as I've been concerned that so many patients have reported side effects since having an mRNA injection, including the boosters. Patients are reporting many symptoms, including myocarditis, which is a serious heart condition, and menstrual irregularities. I've discussed this with other GPs and medical specialists across the country, who are also observing a similar pattern on a regular basis. Many doctors have spent years reassuring patients about the safety of vaccines, but in the case of the COVID vaccines, there is something different. If you, as a patient, have developed new symptoms, consider if and when you had the vaccination or booster and when your symptoms started. This is also a question doctors should be asking. There is international concern amongst the medical profession, and studies are also showing that there are more cases of adverse reactions than there should be. We want our patients to stay safe. When we became doctors, we took an oath to do no harm, and that oath needs to be honored. And that's why I, alongside other medical colleagues, are asking the government to halt the vaccination program and investigate these serious concerns.
I'm Dr. Ros Jones. I'm a paediatrician, and I've been speaking out against COVID-19 vaccines for children for the last 18 months. But we've got way beyond that now. There's an increased all-cause mortality, there are increased side effects from the booster shots, and apart from anything else, they are not effective against any of the current variants. It's simply time to stop the shots.
Hi, my name is Dr. Jana van der Pol and I'm an NHS GP. In my entire career, I've never had any problems giving or receiving vaccines before, but in 2020, I decided not to have a COVID vaccine because I was concerned about the experimental nature of the mRNA platforms used. And in the past couple of years, I've observed a number of my patients present with severe and debilitating long COVID symptoms, not after having COVID, but after receiving their first or second COVID vaccine, or sometimes their boosters. And I've since come to understand that the spike protein itself can be extremely toxic to the human body. And I believe we need to stop deliberately exposing patients to the most toxic part of the COVID virus by giving these vaccines. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Dr. Rohan Seth. I'm a former GP. I relinquished my license to practice medicine in 2021 because I did not agree with many of the COVID policies, the lockdowns, the masking, and primarily because of the vaccine rollout. I think these vaccines are unsafe, they're not effective, the rollout is unethical and unnecessary. It's unnecessary to vaccinate children for COVID. It's unethical to vaccinate pregnant women without any long-term studies. The harms being caused by these vaccines are quite apparent now. The excess deaths around the globe are correlating with this vaccine rollout. The media are silent about this. The data is alarming, and the vaccines need to be stopped.
I'm Angus Dalgleish. I'm a professor of oncology at St George's, a consultant medical oncologist. And I have started to notice that several of my patients with melanoma who've been stable with stage four disease, they've had very good immunotherapy or other treatments, and I've been reviewing them from 5 to 20 years. I've noticed that I have now over six, possibly seven, even an eighth yesterday, who've clearly relapsed following the booster vaccine. At first, we didn't put the two together, but when patients said, "I felt awful since the vaccine, I've just been drained," they described symptoms of like a long COVID. And the next thing we know, 2, 3 weeks, couple of months later, they've got clear evidence of relapse. And these relapses are quite aggressive. They're not a gentle relapse. They're relapses that are requiring systemic therapy as opposed to a little nodule that requires a surgical excision. But it's not just this. I'm now very much aware in my own circle of many people who are having, they haven't got melanoma, but they've never had anything before, but they've got lumps and bumps and they're not feeling well. and two people I've interviewed at great length, they all put it down to feeling awful after their booster. They were fine with the first two vaccines, or just had shivers, flu, etc. But they've described being very tired, very fatigued, wanted to stay in bed. And this has dragged on to the point where they've gone to the doctor and they've had blood counts and investigations. And I now know seven of them. Two of them have leukemias and the others have lymphomas. And one of them has a very bad myeloma, which he was absolutely sure was instigated by the booster as he developed the dreadful symptoms. So I want to bring to everybody's attention that I think that this does not look like a coincidence to me. And we need to join forces and see if this is a real effect. And if it is, we must stop all the boosters immediately. Thank you.
My name is Fiona. I'm a GP and I'm really concerned about the deterioration I've seen in the health of many of my patients since the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccinations. And in particularly as people have accumulated more doses. The problems include several heart attacks in fit and healthy 40 and 50 year olds, new asthmatic symptoms in adults with no previous diagnosis, people getting chronic fatigue type symptoms, shoulder pains and inflammation that are continuing months after their jab. I'm also concerned about the national and international safety data that suggests something may be terribly wrong with these vaccines and possibly may be causing changes to the immune and the vascular systems that could be long standing. We're beginning to hear from oncologists and haematologists about unexpected and aggressive cancers, and surgeons and pathologists are talking about multiple blood clotting issues. I believe it's time we stop the vaccination programme and give weight and consideration to the data. It's unethical for us to vaccinate people, or indeed treat people with any medical intervention, without being sure that the benefits outweigh the risks. At present, I'm concerned that the risks of continuing this programme greatly outweigh the benefits for the vast majority of patients. Thank you.
My name is Dr. David Cartland. As a GP and a father, I'm astounded and angry that this vaccine has been rolled out to younger and younger cohorts and has recently been authorised for use in the 6-month-old baby to 5-year-old child category. The adverse events data is unprecedented and stacking up week by week in systems that are likely underreported, such as the VAR system and yellow card system. Medicine is all about safety, and given the huge safety signals that the mRNA injections are giving off, we need to stop these shots immediately, pending urgent investigation for the sake of our next generation and children.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Dean Patterson. I am a consultant, general physician, and cardiologist. Since the COVID-19 vaccines have been launched, I've noticed an increasing signal of both myocarditis and myocardial injury. In conjunction with this, I've noticed an increasing signal of thrombosis and other serious adverse events. Prior to the vaccine rollout, I didn't witness any evidence of myocarditis in relation to the COVID infection itself. Over the last 2 years, we've witnessed an increase in the loss of the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines. The COVID-19 vaccines clearly lack durability, and hence the recommendation has constantly been amended to go from first two vaccinations followed by a booster to regular campaigning for ongoing booster vaccination. If there was a very clear absence of serious harms, then this strategy might be acceptable. However, in light of my serious concerns, I believe we should halt the rollout of the vaccination program and perform a thorough investigation into the serious adverse events. After all, the preliminary studies that have been done in these vaccines are yet to be completed in 2023, and almost the entire placebo group in these studies has now been vaccinated, making extrapolation of the harms extremely difficult. At present, we're seeing a wave of non-COVID excess mortality, which brings me to my conclusion that there is serious harm in association with the vaccine rollout. And until proven otherwise, these vaccines are not safe.
My name is Dr. Anna Forbes, and I place tremendous importance on listening to what my patients have to say to me. And many of my patients have been telling me that they've been feeling increasingly unwell to varying degrees since their COVID-19 vaccinations, and that they have not been listened to by their usual doctors, and this has not been investigated any further. And I believe that this whole situation demands immediate and deep investigation.
Hello, I'm Tony Hinton, a London surgeon. I know many people who've had the COVID vaccine and then caught COVID. I also know a lot of people that have had side effects following the COVID vaccine. So what do we think? Safe and effective, or just stop the shots?
My name is Dr. Julia Wilkins, and I'm a consultant in obstetrics and gynaecology. In the UK, the MHRA is tasked with the monitoring of adverse events related to the use of medicines or devices in healthcare. As a regulator, they are supposed to take action when significant safety signals are recognised. The MHRA has regularly published summaries of yellow card reports submitted by people who have experienced adverse events after a COVID-19 vaccine. The summary published on the 1st of December 2022 indicates almost 500,000 reports, which is about 1 in 114 people who have received a vaccine. This includes 2,362 deaths. It also includes over 30,000 acute cardiac events and almost 300,000 nervous system disorders, as well as many more serious and potentially life-threatening conditions. Whilst these reports obviously cannot be taken as proof of causality, these numbers are huge and as such unprecedented, and also reflected in the adverse events reporting systems in the US, in Europe, and by the WHO. Meanwhile, it has become clear that COVID-19 vaccines do not prevent infection or transmission. They are meant to reduce hospitalization and death, but even compared to the first year of the pandemic, a significant increase in excess mortality has been observed in the last 2 years. This increase across all age groups has occurred, at least in Scotland, in temporal association with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. There has also been a significant increase in cardiac morbidity, and now several studies indicating COVID-19 vaccines to increase the risks of myocarditis. Unprecedented numbers of sudden death in all age groups, including children, have been reported. Also including many athletes suddenly collapsing in training or on the playing field. Post-marketing surveillance is essential when a new pharmaceutical product is given to the majority of populations without robust and long-term safety data, as even the regulatory trials were ended prematurely. If this was taken as seriously as we have always assumed it would be, these numerous and alarming safety signals should have led to a thorough investigation whilst halting any further administrations. It is inconceivable that to date this has not been pursued. And so, in the interest of the safety of our population, we must call for an immediate and comprehensive evaluation of all the available data. And whilst this investigation is ongoing, we must stop the shots.
It's not possible and irresponsible to declare a new pharmaceutical product safe in pregnancy. Time is needed to monitor the unborn baby and then the growing child. Have we forgotten thalidomide? It's not evidence-based medicine to tell pregnant women to take these shots. We have got to stop the shots.
Dr. Tess Laurie here. There's more than enough evidence to show that the COVID injections are not safe and they're not effective. Let's stop the shots now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Claire Craig, co-chair of the Health Advisory and Recovery Team. I want to talk to you about why what you have been told about these COVID vaccines does not stand up to scrutiny. First of all, regarding safety, there are a number of problems that have been recognised as linked to vaccination with people who have been injured by them. But there's also a reason to be concerned about cardiac disease risk as a result of vaccination, and this needs to be investigated. So the reasons for concern are as follows. First of all, there was a paper that showed people who had been vaccinated had higher scores on risk factors that lead to coronary artery disease. Secondly, there was a study that came out of Israel showing a 25% increase in cardiac arrest and coronary syndromes in 16 to 39-year-olds. We saw in England a 14,000 more cardiac arrests in 2021 than there were in 2020. We've seen a rise in cardiac excess deaths, which has happened since the beginning of the vaccine rollout and continues now with no other explanation for them. We've seen post-mortem studies that have linked vaccine to such cardiac deaths, including one where vaccine-induced spike protein was present in the muscle of the heart, and another where there was vaccine-induced inflammation of the arteries of the heart that caused death in somebody 4 months after their last dose. We've also had a problem with data not being shared. And one concern I have is that the Office of National Statistics were producing regularly data on deaths by vaccination status, but have produced nothing since May 2022. Finally, you may have heard the claim that 20 million lives have been saved by these vaccines. But that does not stand up to scrutiny. It is another fantasy based yet again on modelling that bears no relation to the real world data. So it's time to stop these shots and start an investigation into these cardiac excess deaths.
Dr. Elizabeth Evans, retired doctor and director of the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. There is now overwhelming evidence showing that the COVID vaccines are neither safe enough nor effective, and that the risks far outweigh the benefits, particularly for the young and healthy. This violates a fundamental principle of medical ethics, that we must first do no harm. The rollout has also been carried out in a way that undermines the ethical process of informed consent, with coercive policies and messaging, exaggeration of benefits, and failure to fully disclose risks. It is time to halt the rollout. We must stop the shots.
Hi, I'm Dr. Angela Musso, international GP, former UK HSA public health officer. COVID-19 vaccines are not safe and effective due to insufficient evidence.
Billy Ralph, family physician, Ireland. These jabs, these COVID vaccines are not as safe and effective as alleged, and they're especially not as safe or effective for children. So stop the jabs.
Dr. Ali Ajaz, consultant forensic psychiatrist, lecturer, researcher. I left the NHS because I refused to take the COVID-19 jab. I refused to take the jab because I did my own research. COVID-19 jabs are not safe, and they are not proven effective. And this is the experience of frontline doctors across the world and published scientific research. If you look for it, you will see it. It's time to do the right thing. Let's stop the jabs now.